Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. And Tom, time again for the monthly cattle on feed report. Pre-report estimates look like they expect September placements to be lower than last year. Marketings to be slightly higher, I'm reading, and October 1st inventories to be up the short side of 4%. From October 1st of last year. Now, if they are right, October 1st will mark the 17th straight month of feedlot inventories have been higher than 1 year earlier. How did we actually end up this afternoon?
Well, this report overall is just slightly bearish, not enough to get overly concerned about, but it did not have the friendliness that we might have been thinking of. On-feed did come in 5% over a year ago when they was looking for 3.9% increase. It came in at 11.312 million head of cattle. That's the second largest October on-feed since 1996. It's the first on-feed over 11 million head for this year since back in May. Now, Texas saw a 12% increase on-feed over a year ago. Kansas and Nebraska were unchanged versus a year ago. We are 7% above the 3-year average, and we're 4.75% above the 5-year average on the October on feed. Now, in the placement number, it was a little bit on the negative side. Looking for 96.8%, it came in at 100%. Now, this is 2.469 million head of cattle placed on feed in September, the largest September placement in the last 8 years. The largest placement we have seen for the year 2011, Nebraska saw an increase over last year of 4% being placed. Kansas was actually 2% lower, and Texas 3% lower than a year ago. Now, on the weight breakdown, the under 600-pound category was the only one with an increase, and it had a large increase as we continue to see these young cattle coming into the feed yards early, 34.3% higher than it was a year ago. 600 to 699-pound category, 8.8% less. 700 to 799-pound category, 16.4% less. And 800-plus-pound category on placements, 3.4% less than what we saw a year ago. Now, on the marketing side, things were very close to the trade's estimate. It's looking for 100.8%. It came in at 101%. That meant we marketed 1.813 million head of cattle. Texas marketed 3% more than a year ago, Kansas 1% more, but Nebraska 3% less. This was the largest September marketing in the last 6 years. We also had a cold storage report. The month ago numbers on the frozen beef was virtually unchanged, but a year ago we got almost 8% more beef in storage than we had a year ago this time. Now, as far as how it's going to affect the market, I don't think it's going to have a big effect on the market at all. Keep in mind we lost about $1.27 this week in December live cattle, $1.70 in November feeder cattle. Now, also keep in mind, December live cattle with Friday's close is trading $20.67 higher than a year ago. November feeders are trading $31.07 higher than a year ago. I don't think we're going to see a lot of effect from this cattle on feed report. And the bottom line is we do know we're going to see less cattle on feed and less placements out there as we go further down the road, but we still have supplies to work through in the short term.